One of the cool things about coming out to Turner today, we did kind of this Dog and Pony Show event, is that we also get a chance to talk to some of the lead architects out here in the Enterprise Architecture team. So, Mr. O'Neill, before I steal your thunder, can you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about how long you've been at Turner and what do you do?
All right. My name is Brian O'Neill. I'm an application architect here at Turner Broadcasting. I've been here about 4 years. And basically what I've been doing for the last 2 years is working with WCF, a little bit of workflow, on a team that has been building like enterprise building block products. So different things that cover messaging, how we're doing services, kind of laying out both patterns and like frameworks and products for other people in the enterprise to consume.
All right, so that's like my ideal job.
So I lucked into it, right? Like I was on the MAM team, which was media asset management and working with solutions of like how to bring in digital commercials and how to like wean Turner off tape.
All right, so that's cool. Let's hop into that part. Weaning off tape. Tell the Jaws story.
The Jaws story? So let me see. I think to date we have like 23 different versions of Jaws that are sitting on tape. I don't know the exact number, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood. And they're all different versions, different edits to play out on different networks at different times and things like that. But they're physically tape copies of those 23 versions, and Lord knows how many copies of each version exist on tape. When today, so our long form story is still tape. So Jaws is still on tape, by the way. But commercials now are coming in digitally to Turner for the most part.
That's all right. So that's cool. So one of the things you just mentioned, let's jump into that part, was the you mentioned about going digital. I mean, that seems to be a trend in the industry right now.
It does, and we're definitely moving towards that. I mean, we're looking at storage solutions. We're looking at what we're doing in that space. And so I've come from a team that was looking at that, and now I've come to building products and, you know, playing with new technologies and consuming WCF. And, you know, we were early adopters of WCF and different technologies. So
we talk a lot to different customers about media asset management, digital asset management, and especially like we have this IMM as a solution based on SharePoint. So it seems like you almost have just a massive amount of media to manage. What kind of trends do you see going in the future around that?
I definitely see, you know, all of the big players in this space going to digital, still trying to work through the pains of storage and backup and, like, how do we make sure this, you know, if I have a physical tape, I know kind of, like, the shelf life of that tape. I know, like, I can have 15 copies of it, and all I have to do is kind of, like, mail it around or do something with it. And, like, I can manage that at some level. It's a lot more people intensive, but the industry is moving to digital, right? I mean, there's no question about that. And so there's definitely a lot of pain around figuring out how to get off tape and get into digital. And so definitely the industry is moving that way.
Just curious, do you get to do anything like fly in like large bits, images or anything you're streaming over WCF? Have y'all already conquered that?
Not so much the images over WCF on the team that I've been on. We're definitely doing that here over WCF. We're doing more standard service call type operations. So, unfortunately, I'm not doing that cool of stuff. But
well, wait a minute.
Teams here that are, right?
No, all right. So you helped move from siloed apps over to services. You were pretty instrumental in that, right?
I was definitely instrumental in that. So luckily, even the siloed apps we have were somewhat still already service-based. And so we started talking to the business about how they can start consuming those services and kind of cross-cutting applications to get new value out of what the services they already have stood up. And so we've definitely been working with teams to do a lot with that. We've also helped like engineer new applications to take advantage of services and start thinking about applications as services that can be kind of offered up into the enterprise.
All right, so one of the things we keep hearing about is the ROI of SOA. We hear a lot of talk about that companies are not realizing. How are y'all faring on that?
I think overall we're still struggling to get a little bit out of it. But we're starting to reach the maturity where we can actually start to go back to the business and tell them, hey, here are new ways you can look at consuming these and new, like, you can solve new business problems with existing services. So they're actually starting to see some ROI.
Oh, like enterprise mashup capabilities, right?
Sure. I mean, it's any type of like cross-cutting business thing. I mean, we've got all this data, and previously we had no way to really get to it other than like coupling at the database schema. But now we've got these services and different applications running on them, and now we're saying, well, hey, what if we pull data from over here and data from over here, brought it together in kind of a mashup thing, and then put like a whole new app that solves a different business problem on top of it. And they love the idea.
Business is starting to buy off on it, and y'all are seeing some returns on it. That's pretty cool. So, all right. So, Brian, thank you very much for taking the time out.
Thanks for coming out today, too.
All right. See ya.